How many quarters does it take to play that new Hobbit pinball game? None. It only takes tokens. Welcome to Geekly News Desk for the week of November 6th, 2014. I am Simon Atwell, and as always, I am joined by
The one and the only, the thoroughly confused Andrew Doom.
Why are you thoroughly confused? Or is that just your constant state of being?
My constant state of being. True knowledge comes from knowing that you're confused.
Sure. Yep. That's how that goes.
That was what Potato said. It
Potato?
might have been Socrates.
Oh, potato. Wow. Yeah. I honestly have nothing to go on from that at all.
Socrates.
You have confused me with your terrible confusion.
And now you have true knowledge.
No,
Go in peace, my son.
I do not want to have your type of knowledge, thanks. I'm good with my knowledge, which is, knowledge and knowing things.
We're suckers. It's a scam by the government.
Course it is. Of course it is. Everything's a government scam.
It
How
is
to get you?
like America. America's the biggest government scam.
America just had an election, so la-di-da. All the state elections. I saw it was all over the internet. And
Had city elections.
there was a what?
We had city elections.
Yeah, that was a week ago? That was last week. 2 weeks
I think
ago.
it was sometime
Yeah, it was.
recently. It was either earlier this week or last
I think it
week.
was the end of last week, and the states literally had their elections like 2 days ago. I just remember because lots of people either celebrating that pot either got decriminalized or legalized in a couple of states. I don't remember what states. Florida, however, I know they did not get it. 50% in favor of legalization, but it needed 60% to pass, and people were all like, "What the fuck? That's bullshit."
Because old people.
Well, yeah. And also somewhere, West Virginia, somewhere in West Virginia, actually, I think it might be the state of West Virginia elected an 18-year-old, and that is only I only care about that because there's lots of people making Parks and Rec jokes about it because it's. Doesn't happen during Parks and Rec, but one of the characters from Parks and Rec was like elected mayor of their town at 18, and then they ruined it and they got kicked out of their town. And it's great. It's funny. Yep,
I want to know how terrible the other candidates were.
it's good stuff. I assume he didn't look so bad, prior to accidentally ruining the town and bankrupting it for years. Or do you mean the real election?
Both.
I don't know anything about the real election. I only know a little bit about the fake election on TV.
TV land.
TV land. All right. Let us move in to our actual news about stuff
Things.
and things. Starting with a trio of trailers in our movie section. First,
Tantalizing trio of trailers.
tantalizing trio of trailers. God, if we keep going, we're gonna be Karen from Good Job Brain. Name
Name
drop.
drop.
Which actually, I don't know if she makes them up on the fly or not. I
I
always
really
wonder.
hope not. She's definitely like Satan's spawn if she is.
Because, yeah, those are crazy if she just makes them up. She, like, chooses a letter and then just makes them up. Because on the most recent episode, she added to it after the fact, and they're like, "No, you can't do that. It's done."
They're terrifyingly tantalizing trio of trailers.
Okay, we're done with that. Starting, the first trailer we're going to talk about is getting very furious in here. Very furious. Because they're making a. This trailer's for Furious 7. Yeah, Furious 7. Didn't they already? Wasn't 5 Furious? No, five was Fast. Fast 5.
Don't even
And 6
have
was
the
Fast and
slightest
Furious. 6 was Fast and Furious, not The Fast and The Furious, which was the first one. Now we're at Furious 7. Which is also not to be confused with the Magnificent Seven. Completely different story.
Magnificent versus the Furious. I
The
love the Magnificent Seven.
Magnificent Seven is great.
I think it's a new remake.
A new remake. Yeah, that's true.
Can
Did you
modernize it even more.
watch the trailer for Furious 7?
I didn't even know it was a thing.
Oh, it's a thing. It is
Let me
about.
guess. The Rock and
Yes.
Vin Diesel
Yes.
and other people are gonna drive cars and
And
there's gonna
other
be
people.
explosions and tanks and
Yes.
gunfire.
It is, I believe, the. Let me load up the thing here. I believe it's the last movie Paul Walker did before
Oh,
he died in
yeah.
the car accident. I believe this is his last film. But yes, Vin Diesel also returns. The Rock also returns. Michelle Rodriguez is back in this one. Ludacris is back. Tyrese
Yeah.
Gibson.
Wait.
What?
This Little John.
That's Lil
Little
Jon.
John.
That is.
What does Luda do?
I just thought you were celebrating Ludacris, and I was okay with that because I love Ludacris.
Who doesn't love Luda?
And also, Andrew,
That's me.
in this movie, joining the regular, all the returning cast, which is pretty much every character who's still alive, I think, is returning for this one. Coming into the, for the first time, the Fast and Furious, we have Jimon Hounsou, who was Ronan's right-hand man in Guardians of the Galaxy, that guy. Who? Star-Lord? Who? That's Jimon Hounsou. He's badass. Tony Jaa apparently is in this movie.
Sweet. So there's gonna be some kick-ass fight scenes.
apparently.
Because Tony Jaa would not be in there for acting.
No, not unless he's doing badass martial arts. Speaking of badass, though, Jason Statham also joining
Jason Statham.
in this one. He is their enemy. He's their who they're against. Is
What
Jason
is
Statham.
happening in this movie?
And also Kurt Russell. Kurt Russell's in this movie. I didn't see him
Stop.
in the trailer at all. I don't. Not that I noticed. But Kurt Russell is in this movie.
Where are they going to find time to put all these
I
people?
know. But it's gonna be. I might actually watch this one just for all those people. Just
Yeah.
throw
Pretty
everything.
magnificent cast, or
It
furious cast.
is a magnificent cast. And they do that because these movies still make money, Andrew. They make money hand over fist.
Yeah.
Why do you think Vin Diesel still does them? He
'Cause
does
money.
them so that he can then be allowed to go make, Riddick 5 over there. Because you made enough money for us, the studio. You can go make your other movie. Yeah, you go ahead. Go ahead. We'll give you some money for that.
Yeah.
It's basically why he does them, I'm pretty sure.
Think so.
Yeah, though I just had to put that in because that cast is just
That
crazy.
cast.
That cast.
That cast.
And yeah, Paul Walker's last movie. And you know what? I like the Fast and the Furious movies. I do. I've seen 1, 2, 4, and 5, I think. I never saw Tokyo Drift, and I didn't see the last one.
I only saw Tokyo Drift and bits of the last one.
I like them. Yes, they're basically all they drive around, they shoot guns, explosion. But you know what? If that's what you go in expecting, that's what you get. You're happy.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Exactly.
There's a time and a place
Yeah.
for just going fast, shooting,
Yeah, they don't
exploding.
pretend to be something else. They're like, yeah, that's what this movie is, guys. They're gonna try and rob something or take down this guy, and they're gonna do it by driving their cars really fast and fancy and blowing shit up. And you're like, okay, I'm signed up for that. Let's watch that.
And then all the money.
Yeah, and roll in the money. So that releases April 3rd, 2015. And I really want to see it, mostly for the cast. And I think at this point, Fast and Furious is coming really close to the Expendables for just amount of random people in their cast who are all
At least that was
badass.
the whole point of the Expendables.
It was the whole point. It's probably at this point half of the point of Fast and Furious. Load up the
Yeah.
cast with badasses and then drive cars. That's it. That's the point of that movie.
Like, if the Expendables can do it, let's just toss everyone in cars.
Pretty much. All right. Let's move on to our second trailer in the trio of trailers. Neil Blomkamp's
What camp?
Chappie. Neil Blomkamp is the writer and director of District 13. I forgot the number for a second. I was like, it is 13, right?
I don't
9?
know.
Is it 9?
I don't know.
There's also like a District 9.
There is a District 9.
There's something that's like District 13, but it's a completely different movie.
Is it District 9 might be the movie, and District 13 might be the Hunger Games that Katniss is from.
Maybe,
Yeah,
but
definitely.
or is it like Block 13? There's like some
Shit. I don't know. I should have wrote. I clearly
like a
should have.
French movie, and it's like he just
Yeah.
Nine.
Parkours through the whole thing,
It
and
is
it's
District 9.
13.
District 9 is Neil Blomkamp's movie set in South Africa. Not to
Yeah,
be
that one.
confused with whatever I was confusing it with, because hey, numbers. Which was
Is that
it.
Katniss's one?
I think she's actually from 12. Katniss is from 12,
Yeah, the 13
and
is the one
13
that's
was the one
blocked.
that was destroyed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
12 was destroyed too.
I don't think 12, well, not yet. Was 12 destroyed? Oh, maybe 12 was destroyed at the end of the last movie, or they were threatening to or something, because she was, causing shit. Anyway, that none of that matters. That is. Though Hunger Games does come out this month, yes, November 21st. Neil Blomkamp wrote and directed District 9 with the aliens in South Africa, which is a fantastic movie. So he also wrote and directed Chappie, which, for all I know, might be set in South Africa again, because they're not really clear on where they are in this trailer, but basically it is about Chappie, a robot who has artificial intelligence, but kind of like he's like a child, basically is how they describe him. He needs to
Dark.
learn, and so there's people trying to help him and people who don't trust him because he's AI and nobody ever trusts AI, and there's people who try and
Personally,
teach him
I say
things.
set him on fire.
And there's that's because you play Mass Effect, and probably Halo too. Who knows? That probably has something about rogue AIs in it.
Little bit.
This movie looks great, and it has Hugh Jackman trying to set the AI on fire. Basically, he's the bad guy, Hugh
No, he's the
Jackman.
good guy. He is the hero of this movie.
He is the antagonist.
He
Okay,
is the savior
he's the
of
antagonist.
humanity.
I will rescind my use of the word bad, the term bad guy, and I will make it the proper term antagonist of the story.
I suppose that's fair.
Because in there's a lot of movies and books and comics out there where the protagonists aren't good guys.
Just
Like,
because I'm bad guy.
doesn't mean I'm a bad
Bad
guy.
guy
What is that from?
from Wreck-It Ralph.
It's from Wreck-It Ralph, yeah. At the beginning, at the like the AA, but it's not AA.
With the bad guys.
Yeah, that was great. I love that movie.
Also, I Google Food District 13, and it is a movie. It's the French parkour action movie that I was talking
I
about.
don't know what District 13 is, this French parkour action movie. I don't think I know.
I saw it. It came out when I was working at Blockbuster, so it was one of my freebie movies.
One of your many freebie movies.
One of my many. I saw so many movies.
I
It's
probably
actually pretty
saw.
good.
I probably saw the
recommend it.
name, and that's what confused me. Yes, but this trailer is at least worth a watch. It looks really cool. And honestly, if you like District 9, it certainly it has the same sort of feel in when you're looking at it. You know, I doubt it's the same world in the same continuity, as it were, but it is written and directed by the same guy, so there's a lot of similarities in style. That the release date for Chappie is March 6th, 2015. Also, I'm glad to, when I first heard about this movie, I was glad to finally figure out what all those ads at Fan Expo were about.
Yeah.
So they were all over the place. Ads, just banners and shit saying Chappie. And I'm like, what the hell's Chappie, man? Nobody knew. Nobody knew. At least nobody that I talked to, which was just, you know, our group.
And I just silently wondered to myself. I didn't really think anything of it.
I did, because generally speaking, at nerd conventions, I know what the ads are all about, at least a little bit. But I had no idea what Chappie was about. Alright. Moving on to the third trailer in our trio, our terrific trio of trailers. Probably the most exciting trailer of the three. The Hobbit.
The most exciting three.
The Hobbit Battle of Five Armies. It launched today. Warner Brothers put it up today onto YouTube's. And obviously, I didn't say this, but we do have a link to each of these trailers in our show notes if you want to see them. So this is due out December 17th of this year. And it looks awesome.
It does.
And there's a lot of dwarfs in it. There's a lot of elves so many in it. Dwarfs.
There's also a lot of Legolas.
Trolls. There's a lot of Legolas in it. Yeah. There's some
Kate Blanchett. Like, almost put off by how much Legolas there was in this trailer.
And then the fact that he wasn't Legolas or Lego.
there was a lot of
Bilbo. There was a lot of Bilbo, and there was a lot of Guy of Gisborne. Richard Armitage? Yeah, Richard Armitage, who's Thorin Oakenshield. For those who haven't watched BBC Robin Hood and don't know what I meant by Guy of Gisborne, that's who he played in that.
Weird.
There was some Ronin. He showed up. Because the guy who plays the Elf King is the guy, same actor, who played Ronin in Guardians of the Galaxy. I can't remember his name now off the top of my head. His IMDb picture looks like Brad. It's weird.
He's a stupid elf leader.
He is. He's king asshole of the asshole elves. He's bugging me now that I can't remember his name, but oh well. I have a computer right in front of me. It's not like I could look it up or anything, right?
And Saruman takes on Sauron, kind
Sauron.
Of.
Leave Sauron to me, and then we don't see what happens. But yeah, he says it.
Yeah. And, there's not nearly enough dwarves in the trailer.
What do you mean? You see a fair amount. You don't see an army of dwarves, though. I suppose that's what you mean.
That's exactly what I mean. You don't see anyone past the actual, like,
the
dwarves.
The group. Yeah, no, the that's group. True. Lee Pace, by the way, is the actor. Lee Pace.
And this is the movie that's going to have Billy Connolly playing a dwarf.
Billy Connolly was made to play a dwarf.
Yeah. So excited. Just he like plays he one was, of my favorite dwarfs.
He was also made to play a badass Irish
hitman
kind of in Boondock Saints.
Yeah.
He only kills criminals, though. That's why I hesitated to use the term hitman. I was going to say gunslinger.
Yeah.
Six guys with guns. What about one guy with six guns? What, are you kidding me? Boondock Saints is a great movie, guys.
is.
Love that movie. However, it has, except the exception of Billy Connolly, it has nothing to
Connolly.
do with The Hobbit at all. I don't think it shares a single other actor. I would be surprised. So yeah, The Hobbit, which is now the culmination of six Peter Jackson movies, based on the, the Tolkien verse. Six
Can't wait.
movies will have seen Gandalf, played by Ian McKellen, and Hugo Weaving, as
As
Elrond. He shows up.
Rund.
I believe we see what's her name? The other elf lady?
Galadriel, yeah,
Galadriel, yeah.
really do. And Count Dooku.
Yeah, Saruman, Count Dooku, yeah. I've forgotten his name
Whatever
now,
his
too.
friggin' name
Oh
is.
my god, these are terrible. This is terrible. These are all real actors, like, really famous and well known and respected, and oh well.
Christopher Lee.
Christopher Lee, that, yeah, thanks.
He's got a metal album. Check it out. It's
He
great.
does. He does have a metal album. I love it when actors do that for just for fun. Like
He's
Shatner's
just
done
like,
it
I
like
wanted
five
to do it,
times.
so I did it.
Shatner's done it like five times. Liam Neeson, not Liam Neeson. That's not right. God, that's completely the wrong name. Leonard Nimoy is what I meant to say. He's done it once or twice too. He's has an album or two. Wow, Leonard Nimoy and Liam Neeson. Their names aren't actually similar. They just have the same initials. How did I screw that
That
up?
Troy Barker has an album.
He's got, I assume he has multiple albums.
He's got like an album out now,
Yeah.
like in stores and stuff.
So does Vic Mignogna. Vic Mignogna has like four albums, and it's one's fairly recent. Voice actors do
Crazy.
that. I'm actually kind of surprised that Crispin Freeman, another fairly well-known voice actor, doesn't have any, I don't think, because that's literally how he started. He started as training as a classical singer. That's how a lot of voice actors get into, learning how to use their voices, is singing. And then there's Steve Bloom, who got into it because he was like working his way up the corporate ladder and got bored and did it as a hobby for a while and then quit his corporate job and did it semi-professionally, even though he didn't consider himself an actor because he just kind of started doing it. I heard an interview with Steve Blum about how he got started recently, and it was pretty great.
Voice of Goku was used to play a professional bassoon.
Bassoon. Wow, that's a hell of an instrument. Bassoon. Sean Schmell is the name that you're looking for the voice of Goku. Just so you know.
I can't remember their names.
You should
I
know.
should.
Okay? Come on. Don't count on me to know every name. I just know a lot.
No, I just count on you to know all the names.
It is probably safe. I do know a lot of them, but not quite all of them. All right. Moving off of the trailers. Staying in movies though. Toy Story 4 is a thing that is happening.
Yeah. It's going to be coming out in 2017, and it's confirmed to be a sequel to Toy Story 3, so it's going to pick up right where 3 left off, and they're saying that it's not something that they just wanted to pump out, but that everyone in the team is heart is behind the movie, and
So,
I can see that.
what they're saying is, this isn't just a money grab, guys, I swear. Which is almost always true of this company, anyway. And it is directed. Oh, I've forgotten his name because I didn't write it down. They announced the director today, too, but I've forgotten his name.
I also forgot his name. Ah!
To the internet.
I made note to make note of it, but then I lost the note.
John Lasseter.
That's it. Lassiter, because it was like the pistol.
Because it is like the pistol. Or it's like the head detective of the Santa Barbara Police Department in Psych.
Wow.
Everything can tie back to a TV show, Andrew. Everything. That also, Lasseter also ties into Firefly. The first laser pistol was also called the Lasseter.
That's what I said. Pistol.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to explain it was the first laser pistol. Laser. It's important.
Laser.
Laser. Anyway, so yes, that's basically all the news about Toy Story 4 so far. John Lasseter, 2017, and sequel. So, I still haven't seen Toy Story 3, but I'll probably get around to it eventually.
Haven't seen it.
No.
My God.
I have not. Andrew, it's a movie. There's a lot of movies that I haven't seen.
Yeah, but this isn't just a movie. This is Toy Story.
Yeah, it's a movie. There's a lot of movies I haven't seen.
Get out of my house.
Toy Story 2 was okay, as the Dimitri Martin joke goes. Toy Story, sure, was good as a child. I don't think I've watched it since I was a child. So, I don't know how well it would hold up.
I still like it. I don't know if that means anything to anyone, but I love them.
It probably doesn't, because you love everything.
I do.
Except for this place.
Yeah, which I really want to like. Oh, Rich, I gotta put that in the notes.
Debug? Yeah, let's move on to debug right now.
Debug!
Because it's funny, it's out, but you linked to me the Amazon.uk. I looked it up on Amazon.ca. Not there.
That's weird.
I couldn't find it.
Well, I couldn't find it anywhere else either.
Even though it's a Canadian science fiction film?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was very strange.
It stars Jason Momoa.
As the ship AI, I believe.
Some other people.
Young actors. Everybody else was a young actor.
And it's produced by David Hewlett.
Produced and written, I believe.
Yeah.
By David Hewlett.
Possibly directed as well.
It was great. Yeah, I don't know about to direct it. Couldn't remember. I suppose, again, I could just, look that up or something.
It looks pretty rad. We're fans of David Hewlett.
David Hewlett's great.
For Splice.
Splice is okay.
As much as I want to like it.
Because David Hewlett's in it?
Yeah, and I like all of the cast.
And Big Nose?
Yeah, and the chick.
Adrian Brody, is that his name?
Yeah, that's his name. Yeah. Pianist.
Big Nose. That's what they call him. Also, it has Kate Hewlett is also in this movie because
they're always in the same movies.
Well, exactly. They're always in each other's things because that's what they do. They're both actors and brother and sister, so that's what they do.
He did also direct it.
Yeah, written and directed by David Hewlett.
And my face may be in this movie.
Oh, was this because of why? Why might your face be in this movie?
From Fan Expo last year, when I met David Hewlett, he was taking people's pictures.
There was... What the hell did I see? What movie was that? Ugh, there was... Oh no, it was the Indiegogo for Red Shirt Diaries. Where you backed at a certain level and you sent them a picture and your name and you would scroll back. They would scroll past your name and picture as on a deceased list. In season 2 of Red Shirt Diaries. That's what it was that I saw. I'm still very jealous that you met David Hewlett and gave him computer tips last year.
That was the greatest. Giving tech advice to David Hewlett.
Who always, always plays tech people.
My life is so complete.
So, yes, you guys should check out Debug, 2014 movie written and directed by David Hewlett, because David Hewlett makes awesome stuff, and it looks cool.
Is Kerr Hewlett related to David Hewlett?
I don't think so. I looked at it, I doubt it. The name is similar, but it's not the same. It's Hewitt. Kerr Hewitt. Not Hewlett. But I didn't actually look him up. So, I didn't actually look him up. The story, basically the synopsis of Debug, is a team of hackers get sent to this alien ship to try and, figure out how it works. And somebody screws something up in the AI, and they wake up and the AI is against them. Basically. Right?
Fun times.
And fun times were had by all. As always. Why do I still have these open? Yeah, so you guys should check that out because awesome sauce. And it has the new Aquaman as a probably just a voice. I mean, he plays an AI. It's possible he could like hologram himself down there somehow. But definitely, he plays the ship AI, so.
He's also Conan.
He was also Conan in the not well received remake. I never watched it. I meant to, but I never got around to it.
I also meant to, but never got around to it.
All right. Getting back to our notes here. So I don't remember if we talked about this thing existing, the Gambit movie. Did we talk about that was going to be a thing?
Yeah, we were talking about the possibility of Channing Tatum.
Well, apparently it is going to be Channing Tatum, and it now has a writer as well. Doesn't have a release date yet, but it does have a writer. And that writer is Josh Zetemer. Who, his credits for writing are fairly short. Mostly only the RoboCop reboot. But he has
Bones written... Well.
He has written a lot of... I don't remember what they're called before they're scripts. Like, ideas and, you know, partial scripts that, you know, people really like. He's viewed well in the industry, I suppose you can say. But he hasn't done a lot of work. He's young. But, yeah. So, that's good. They're betting on that his work, that, you know, his work continues to be good as opposed to his work wasn't only good for that one or two things. So, and the Gambit it's based on, the Gambit story it's based on is a, shit, I forgot who wrote it, Claremont, I think, maybe? It's a popular Gambit story. So basically they're drawing from good source material for the script, which always bodes well. Because, you know, if the source material is bad, there's very little chance of saving it. But if the source material is good, we can have hope. And this source material is good. So, hope for the Gambit movie. Hope, hope.
Who else is going to be in it?
Yeah, I'm curious if they're going to do a Rogue or not for this.
Yeah, you'd think they would.
But, you know, it could be it's almost certainly pre-X-Men, so that would be pre-Rogue.
Yeah.
So
Rogue hasn't done a whole lot since, like, the first or second X-Men.
No. She has not done a lot since, like, X2. But who knows? So next news in our kind of, sort of, big news is that the Force is getting up from its nap.
Because apparently it was sleepy and went to sleep.
It was sleepy, yep. I don't remember who tweeted it. I think it was actually one of the companies on their official Twitter tweeted that Star Wars The Force Awakens has finished its principal photography. And they had a picture of Star Wars The Force Awakens as, like, a title scroll. So, the official title of Star Wars 7 is The Force Awakens.
Which is not worse than Attack of the Clones.
No, it's not bad. Force Awakens, okay. It's a fine name. It's also just fun to make fun of it. Like, it was asleep for a nap, and it finally decided to get up, or something.
Yeah, I just don't get what it's awakening from.
I don't know. Ask Luke.
We'll find out.
Ask Mark Hamill. He knows. He's probably the one who woke it up. Or the Solo kids.
Or all of them.
They're Force sensitive. Like nobody's business. They're Jedi's.
It's gonna be Darth business. Revan.
Hmm?
It's just gonna be Darth Revan. He's gonna wake.
Again?
Again,
It
again,
all
again.
comes back to Revan. In every story ever, it's always Revan. He's been alive for thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years. You know, I wouldn't be too upset if they did Revan. I'd be too busy laughing.
Be badass. Revan's awesome.
He is, but also totally not in the same time period as the movies at all. Like, even a little bit. He's like way before the rule of two, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like way before.
Yeah, he's like Old Republic. Even yeah. earlier than Old Republic.
Although he does show up during the Old Republic game. Yeah. Yeah, KOTOR.
Like, comes back and he's like, what's that?
Pretty much, yeah.
I'm ruining everyone's stuff.
That's what he does. He comes back and ruins everything. But kinda doesn't. But kinda does. You know. Stuff. Alright. Final in movies. Legality 2 Electric Googaloo. Because I like that title. And Googaloo specifically is important. Google has basically been given a subpoena by let me rephrase that. Disney Marvel has gotten a subpoena from a federal court against Google, ordering Google to bring all identifying information for the user John Gazelle to court on November 18th in San Francisco. This is just, this user John Gazelle is the one who leaked. Basically, Marvel wants the IP address for the file named some stupid file, alphanumeric file code, containing content known as Avengers Age of Ultron. So, John Gazelle was the user who leaked the trailer early, originally, and they're trying to find him. So, they've gotten a subpoena telling Google to give them the information about this guy, like the IP address and whatnot.
Hydra agent?
On a Hydra agent. The subpoena they wanted was to go onto the Google property to, I guess, go through the computers themselves. But
that's a little,
yeah. That has a lot of other issues of possible trademark infringements on,
It's like, easy there, Disney, you don't own the world yet.
Yet. But yes. And this is interesting. Because, you know, Google pretty much does not, you know, give out this type of information ever, no matter what company has asked them in the past. Yeah. But this is a federal subpoena. This is the federal government of the United States basically saying, you gotta give them this information. I'm very curious as to
all the money.
I'm very curious as to what they're gonna do. And it is believed, and because it's most likely that they figure, Marvel Disney figures, it's somebody working inside Marvel or Disney who leaked the trailer, because who else would be able to?
Yeah.
But so this is just interesting to me for, you know, legality's sake, that they got a federal subpoena for Google to give them information. Because, you know, Google doesn't.
So they say they don't.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, there have been problems with other companies in the past where they've gone to Google about giving them, you know, information. They're like, no, we don't give out user information, man. It's just not what we do. It's not good business. Because, you know, it's not good business.
We would riot as soon as we hear something about that.
Sure. All right, let's move in to TV. A couple of things we got for TV. First, we have another Netflix thing. All Hail King Julian. Which
What's that, Simon?
is the lemur? See, lemur? Yeah, the lemur king from Madagascar, the Madagascar series.
Oh, he likes to move it, move it.
Yeah. Basically, they are getting 5 22-minute episodes coming December 19th on the streaming. About it's pre-movie, like it's pre-first movie. It's before the zoo animals got there. I don't think
Really?
I've seen a Madagascar after the first one,
I
and that was
haven't.
like when it was new, so I barely remember the movie.
Yeah. Seen the first one in some episodes of that penguin.
All right, they had a show for a while. Yeah, I saw that it
Kind of
existed.
funny.
So it's it will include Mort and Maurice, which I apparently are fan favorite characters. I don't know who the hell those are, those characters, because you know, like I said, I haven't seen since the first one.
And probably King Julian.
And obviously King Julian, and I'm looking where it says, where is it? There it is. Henry Winkler, the Fonz, voices Julian's regal predecessor, Uncle King Julian. So the old king before the now king, that's voiced by the Fonz. Danny Jacobs as King Julian, and Andy Richter as Mort, and Kevin Michael Richardson as Maurice, and India de Beaufort as Clover, the king's special ops expert. And I guess this has an original score because it's trying to keep the sort of weird musical aspect of him from the movies. So they got an original score by where's the person's name? That oh, it actually, you know what, this article does not say who wrote the score. It does say as a pulse pounding original score.
I like to move it, move it.
I doubt that's in it.
Has to be. That's pretty much his identity.
Probably has, well, you know what, he probably doesn't, it's a kids movie. But you know, look
I
for
like
that
to
on
move
Netflix
it.
December 19th,
And dun, dun,
because you know,
dun.
Netflix makes all the weird stuff.
Do. But, it's a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, it's good weird stuff, but it's weird and odd.
Like House of Cards, man.
Still haven't
Just
watched
so
it.
good.
I don't
It's so
remember the
good.
last time I actually saw him do anything, him act.
Kevin Spacey?
Kevin Spacey. I was like, Kevin, what the hell is the right last name?
Well, he was just in Call of Duty.
Yeah, I don't own that game, obviously.
Which apparently has like the best campaign of Call of Duty.
Really? I like the World at War campaign, and I like the Black Ops campaigns, actually.
They're all right.
I like the ideas of the Black Ops 2 and the tech, even though it was complete bullshit tech, but it was fun bullshit tech, so I was okay with it.
This one's not going to be any better, I think, because you get like exosuits and crap.
Yeah, but I mean, like bullshit tech where it doesn't make any sense that we would never have it by that year. I don't know what year this was, this and the other one's supposed to be in.
I don't remember.
But the Black Ops 2 was in the near future, and the tech they had, I was like, I don't think we're there yet, guys. Some of the tech. Anyway. Yeah. But what else has Kevin Spacey done recently? I can't think of anything. I don't know the last thing I saw him in.
He's been in a bunch of like smaller movies. And most of them have made it onto Netflix. Either the Canadian or American, I don't remember.
Kevin Spacey.
He's got a bunch of movies on Netflix.
IMDb.
That
Oh,
would have never.
he was in Hold. Was he in Horrible Bosses 1? He's in Horrible Bosses 2. House of Cards, Call of Duty. American Man, Australian, Vic. He's very inseparable. Oh, he was in Horrible Bosses. That's part. So that's the last thing I saw Kevin Spacey in. Horrible Bosses. Oh yeah, he was Jason Bateman's boss. At the office.
Yeah,
Right.
21.
Yeah.
21. He was in 21.
21? What's 21?
the blackjacky movie.
Oh,
Counting Cards.
The Counting Cards. I don't know if I saw that or not. I might have seen that. I don't
The
remember.
Superman Returns was the best.
I have not seen The Men Who Stare at Goats, and you know what? I was okay with Superman Returns.
Men Who Stare at Ghosts was awesome.
I haven't seen it yet. I meant to. I never got around to it.
It was so weird and awesome.
I forgot that he was Lex Luthor in Superman Returns.
He's my favorite Lex Luthor ever.
That's just because he's Kevin Spacey, let's be honest.
Makes a great Lex Luthor.
Anyway, let's get back to our bullets, right to our bullet points here. I didn't know that this premiered already, Andrew.
I didn't either,
I missed
but
this news.
the internet tells me otherwise. So Halo Nightfall premiered, and since I haven't seen it, I have to go by the reviews, which were plentiful, and not one of them saying good things about it. My favorite review I saw was, "The emotional depth of The Phantom Menace, combined with the production values of a made-for-TV movie." Cool armor, though.
Cool armor, though. Yep, I haven't
A
seen
lot
it
of other
either,
reviews
so.
that just say it's basically like a sci-fi original
Oh,
in
then
quality.
you should love it. You love sci-fi original movies.
I'll probably like it, but
I mean, I'll probably get around to seeing it eventually, but I haven't played much Halo, so I
I don't think
don't
it
know
matters too much.
exactly. I don't know. I won't, and maybe that. Maybe I'll like it more because of that. Maybe these are all people who like played the games, and this doesn't line up with what they think or something. Like that's.
Reviewers who are like, I haven't played much Halo and whatnot, but this still doesn't bring up the age.
Bring up the page. You.
It's closed. So, that's that.
So, Halo Nightfall apparently premiered. Neither of us knew that, so neither of us have seen it. But, apparently, eh.
I'm still gonna watch it because Halo.
I'll probably get around to seeing it because it looked cool.
I think it premiered on the Xbox,
That would make sense.
which might be why
I do have one of
people
those.
didn't know.
You have one of those. You
Reasons.
should have known.
Making sure I get all my other stuff out of the way before I go crazy playing Halo 2 forever.
Not there yet, Andrew. That is not the top bullet point of games. But let's move into games now.
All right. Next week is Halo. On Tuesday is the Halo Master Chief Collection. Halos 1 through 4, 100 maps of multiplayer. All remastered cinematics, remastered graphics. They added a little twist to build up to Halo 4 or 5. And there's a Halo 5 multiplayer beta
When
that will
does
be
that come
available
out?
to people who own the collection in December.
When is 5 supposed to come out anyway?
Next year.
Sometime.
Yeah, probably November.
Probably.
Mean, they've released like six games total, maybe seven, I don't know. There's some number of Halo games, and they all came out in November.
So that's their month, is it?
It looks like it.
All right. So Andrew's very excited for that.
So excited.
But, Woo. Next, let's see. So, I guess this is for 3DS. I thought this would be for the Wii U, honestly. Zelda Majora's Mask remake for 3DS is going to
Yes.
happen.
We've all been waiting for it ever since we got the Ocarina of Time.
Yeah.
Does it only make sense?
Have they done an Ocarina of Time remake for Wii U yet? They did Wind Waker,
Would they do
though.
that when they can just have the 3DS?
Because they did Wind Waker for the Wii U.
Yeah, but that's GameCube. You can HDify that.
You can HDify anything if you put enough effort in.
Right, but if you HDified an N64 game, it would just look like a really crappy video game. But if you HDify Wind Waker, it's got that
It looks
cartoon
like a
style.
shiny cartoon instead of a not shiny cartoon.
It still looks like a cartoon. Not some polygonal.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with the system. That has to do with the style.
Yeah.
Because Wind Waker is so highly stylized.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why they wouldn't do it on the Wii U. You can, I think,
It's gonna they're going to do it eventually. If not, then they're just gonna have it on they'll
virtual.
probably have it on their market or whatever the hell they have on the Wii U.
Yeah, their virtual console thing.
Because that is what Nintendo does. Zeldas, all the Zeldas on everything all the time, man. How do you think they stay afloat? Mario and
I'm just
Zelda.
happy about them is that they're actually starting to get games out there. Took them long enough.
Well, yeah, that's also very Nintendo. Oh.
So the next point
We don't
is
have a solid release date on the
no. Oh yeah,
thing yet.
so there's a whole bunch of crap about that. Of course, Nintendo doesn't give you any release dates because they're always vague on it, and then they will give you a release date, but it's only for Japan. They also announced a special edition that's got like a double-sided poster, a map, a booklet, fancy box, but it's only available in Europe. I don't even get it.
Because why not?
I don't understand Nintendo.
Because why not, Andrew? Because why not?
It doesn't make sense.
I am convinced that is how Nintendo operates. Just on because why not? Because we're Nintendo, god damn it. We can do what we want.
Yeah, apparently. Though there's no release date, but there is a trailer linked in the show notes.
So many
And
trailers.
I forgot how creepy this game is, mostly. Like, I remember it was kind of unnerving, but there's a lot of really creepy things. Like, the moon was always pretty unnerving. But, like, at the end of this trailer, there's like the old lady that reads you stories. She's freaky.
I don't remember that, and I didn't actually watch this trailer.
And the Skull Kid's laugh is always a little
Peggy
unsettling.
12. Oops.
Laugh and the way the Skull Kid's head moves and.
Skull Kid's head moved. I was always weird, but I always chalked that up to N64.
The mask merchant guy, like,
He's
hides in
creepy.
that clock tower, and it's all shadowy, and it's got those freaky masks.
The guy with the music box is always creepy and funny.
He's more funny. He's only creepy because he's going so fast.
I do not remember that old
Rock.
lady at all. I just clicked up to the end of that trailer. She does not look familiar to me at all. Not in the least.
It's scary. Fucking scary. That's a great game. We yeah. haven't played it before. It probably holds up as a hard as balls game.
Yeah, I never beat Majora's Mask. I always got stuck at the same point. I had to reset the days. It took me 3 days to get to this one point every time, and I couldn't ever do it faster.
Yeah. I only learned just like this year that you can play the Song of Time or whatever.
Yeah, you play the notes twice or something and time goes slower?
Yeah. I only just learned that this year.
And you do the reverse of it, or you do something like that and time goes faster? Yeah. I knew that.
Did you know at the time?
I don't know. I don't know if I knew at the time, but I did know while I was replaying it on technically on the Wii, but it was on the GameCube disc that had like,
oh yeah,
had a bunch of them, had a bunch of
Wind games. Waker and the
yeah the Wind Waker, it had Majora's Mask, Ocarina of Time, yeah, all that collector's edition something or other. I didn't know that. I bought it from a friend.
The thing's expensive.
But then at that point, you could, there were some things that you just couldn't do with the Wiimote controller, like the joystick just wasn't good enough, so we still couldn't beat it. We got stuck for a different reason that time. So I've never beaten Majora's Mask.
Well, now's your chance.
No, unlikely. I've never bought a redone Zelda game. I don't really see the point. I own them. I think I might own Majora's Mask. I know I own Ocarina of Time.
I can support buying the remake of the Pocket, because with the Zelda, I don't think I have the patience to sit down and play it. But if it's in my pocket and I'm just like trapped somewhere, then yeah, pull it out and play it.
See, you and me are very different about that games. I find the opposite. I very rarely play my handheld systems. And even when I do play it, I'm always in my room at home. I'm always at home. I could play on my computer, or I could play one of my consoles, but I choose to play the handheld at that point. I almost never play it out somewhere.
Depends on the game. Some games I will play just there, like Pokemon. I binge played X and did I have Y? I don't remember.
You probably have, I think you actually have X. I don't remember, it's been a while. I got the demo thing for Alpha Sapphire, Omega Ruby. No, what the fuck is it? Stupid,
I don't know.
Bullshit names. The next one.
Ruby and Sapphire.
They sent me an email like a week ago with a code for a special demo thing, and I finally downloaded it like yesterday.
I'm not gonna bother. I'm just gonna get the game.
But this special demo thing is something that doesn't happen in a game, and you get a Pokemon that you can carry over or something. I don't know. I didn't read the email. I skimmed it.
Well, hot damn. Let you me get, open my email.
I was like, but you get something.
I'm in.
The gist of it was that there's something that you get. Some sort of Pokemon that you hold over or something or other. I don't remember. You can actually read the email as opposed to skimming it like I did. All right, let's move on to our next bullet point here in the games. GTA 5, we're getting a first-person mode for the next-gen systems, which
PC, is PS4, kind of
the current-gen systems.
Xbox One, yeah. Current-gen.
Yeah, but everybody still calls them next gen, even though that's not accurate anymore since they're all out.
It's like, when do you move on and start calling your ex-wife?
What?
It's like the 360's your ex-wife. When do you stop calling your wife? Your real wife. Your wife. How does that make your wife feel, that your ex-wife is your wife?
Is a terrible analogy. That's a terrible analogy. It really is. It doesn't make any sense at all. You call your ex-wife when you're not married anymore.
Married to a new woman now. So it's not next gen, it's last gen. Last gen.
You're terrible at analogies, you know that?
I'm trying to enter code, okay?
Well, maybe you should wait until after the show, you dumbass.
Got me all excited.
Ugh, you're the worst. So yes, we're getting a first person mode for not just for driving, but for all of it.
And it's actually pretty well done. I've linked a trailer, and you can see like there's iron sights on the guns and like scopes and whatnot. When you're piloting and whatnot, you can look down, and your hands moving the joystick. When you're hotwiring a car, your vision goes down under the steering wheel, and you can see the wires going around, so they didn't just like slap on first person and say, "There you go."
Which is
Actually,
basically what it
put effort
was.
into it.
Which is basically what it was in previous
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto games, where one, I think it was only for driving, and two, it was just like, okay, now you see the steering wheel like you were playing, I don't know, Forza. Go.
So this is pretty cool. I mean, I was considering getting it for the next gen anyway, but this is kind of adding
Get it for
more
the
want.
X-Bone.
Maybe, I don't know. PC, X-Bone, hard to say. I have friends on PC.
Yeah, that depends though. Is it gonna be a crappy PC port like every other Grand Theft Auto game has been a crappy PC port?
Probably.
Cause let me tell you, I own Grand Theft Auto 4 on Steam. It's terrible.
Yeah, me too.
I will plug my PlayStation 3 back in if I want to play that. Because it plays better. So much better. Anyway. Next bullet point. Next bullet point. Starting tomorrow in, what the hell is the city? Not in Anaheim. In Anaheim, California. Tomorrow
Oh, Mighty Ducks.
is BlizzCon. BlizzCon is happening tomorrow in Saturday, the 8th. So, I'm imagining we'll have some news about that next week. Some news out of there, probably.
Hopefully a new Warcraft RTS.
Oh, I would love Warcraft 4, you know?
Warcraft 4, Remastered 2,
Or at the very
whatever.
least, or at the very least, yeah.
I just want a new RTS.
I'd rebuy some of the old ones, particularly 2, because I don't actually own 2 yet,
Or
anyway.
even the classics, if they like did something with the classics, I love those.
Orcs, I
Warcraft 2
love orcs and
is amazing.
humans. If they gave me another way to get orcs and humans, I'd play the shit out of it. I love that game.
I still have the discs and the instruction manual for Warcraft 2, because the instruction manual is more like lore than
Yeah, it was.
instructions.
Yeah, true story.
It's great.
Warcraft 2 is where I started loving Grom Hellscream. I loved Grom Hellscream. My favorite orc from then on. It's always been Grom. He's my favorite orc.
Like Doomhammer, he's pretty badass.
He is.
In the East shop for 3DS, for Pokemon Omega Ruby, price TBD. Alpha Sapphire, $44.99.
So really, somebody got lazy, is what you're saying. Also, at BlizzCon, they'll probably talk about Heroes of the Storm, which is
Yeah.
their MOBA type style game thing that is in beta right now.
And I really hope this is when they just release Android Hearthstone.
Oh, just here at BlizzCon. Maybe
They're like,
that's their
"I'm here, Android."
their 2-hour block right after the opening ceremony that isn't scheduled. Android. They'll probably talk about the movie. There was last year at BlizzCon, I believe, a movie panel, but there wasn't much to it because they couldn't say anything. But now that, the movie is finished except for post-production, they can probably actually say some shit now. StarCraft 2, maybe? Talk about, what is the third one called? Do you know Void? Heart of the Void? Something like that? I don't know.
Yeah, something like that.
Something of the Void. I would like to know when that's coming out because I want it. Protoss? I love the Protoss. They're my favorite StarCraft race.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know how they probably won't talk about World of Warcraft too much. Not anything that we don't already know. It'll probably be stuff about Warlords of Draenor because that's out soon after, I
Yeah,
believe.
like Thursday.
Yeah, like real soon after, like that week or next week.
Well, it's just, well, I guess it depends on when your week starts.
Yes, that's true. It does. What other game? Oh, and Hearthstone. I don't know. I mean, I assume they'll talk about it. They talk about all of their games, but I don't expect much Hearthstone news.
If I don't at least get a release date for the Android version, I'm gonna flip.
Yeah, you might get that. And that'll probably be it for, like, news of Hearthstone. There won't be any real news for WoW. So, you might get news about Heroes of the Storm. And maybe some stuff about StarCraft. Oh, Diablo. I don't know. I don't know anything about Diablo. Anyways, for getting one. I don't know. I don't know what they're at with Diablo. I haven't played it since it came
That's
out.
probably what they're gonna bring up. They're gonna let us know where they're at.
They had, yeah, I mean, they had Reaper of Souls only came out this year, right? A couple months ago?
It's longer than a couple months ago,
I
but
don't know. I don't pay attention. I know I saw it. I know I
came
saw an
out
ad
this
for
year.
it this year. So, again, probably not a ton of news since they had something come out on that front this year.
And if we're lucky, we'll see something about StarCraft Ghost.
It's a joke, right? It's a joke,
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. I mean, as much as we all wish that would happen, it's
That
never
one
gonna
person that's still holding out hope.
happen. Yeah, that one person is gonna give us a 1-star review for laughing at their dreams. I would love for that to come out, but it's never gonna happen. That's another game. It's one of those games that you were complaining about. I don't know if it was on the show or if it was just like at game night, where like they show you something about it. Like, it's been canceled, but look, you could have had this, and oh, you could have had this,
Yeah.
but I'm not going to. Why are you telling me that this is the awesome thing that I could have had that I'm never going to have?
God damn it, LucasArts, stop taunting me. I was okay with knowing next to nothing about the Star Wars 1313. You go ahead and tell me that it was basically a Boba Fett prequel. I lost it. I hate you. I don't care.
All right, let's go to the last bullet point here in games, where somebody is crazy and they did a crazy
So the
thing.
Guinness World Record for highest altitude video game session has been set.
Because apparently that needed to happen. Needed
Yeah.
to be a thing.
That's really the trick to Guinness Book of World Records, is just do a thing that nobody else would ever consider doing, and
Yeah.
then say, "Look, I'm doing
Look, I
the
did it.
best."
Yeah. That's a true story. who did this and what did they play and where was it?
His name is William Cruz. Cruz.
Cruz. William Cruz.
A 23-year-old man from Utah.
Utah.
God damn it, he's younger than me.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He's from
Haven't
Utah.
accomplished anything with my life.
This guy from Utah, who's 2 years younger than us, decided to go to the Everest Alps. Himalayas, rather. The Everest Himalayas. And
Play
play
Far Cry 4.
for at 5,660 meters up, or 18,569 feet.
Get out of here with your feet.
Hey man, you never know. The internet is international, Andrew.
Yeah,
there
and
could be
feet are
people
wrong.
listening who only know feet.
They're wrong. They're bad and they should feel bad.
I don't disagree with you, but the feet are on it, it's on the article. I'm gonna read it.
So it's heresy.
Your heresy. Yeah.
He hiked up the mountain Kalapathar.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to pronounce those names. I don't know.
He did a Patatar.
Patahar, perhaps? Kalapatahar, maybe? I don't know. Nepalese. That kind of language, whatever. Nepal, forget
Nepalese.
It. Forget Nepal, man. I don't know. I don't know how they work.
Far Cry 4 for 79 minutes in low air pressure and freezing weather conditions.
Yeah, which is why. How did the technology continue to work for that long? Like, was this specifically made for this bullshit? That's what I want to know, man.
Going by the looks, he's playing a PlayStation 3.
I can't make that picture bigger. Why is that picture so small? Open image in new tab. Too small. You mean a 4? That's definitely not a 3.
That's what I meant. Sorry, numbers confused me.
You're right. That is definitely it looks like a 4. In some sort of, honestly, it looks like he's plugged into a computer monitor.
Yeah. It's almost for sure a computer monitor. Isn't that weird? They take HDMI.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a con.
Yeah, definitely 4. That was a slip of the tongue.
Yeah. It's alright. You're an Xbox fanboy. It's cool. Like, here's the thing, though. I mean, If you go to the territories here in Canada, not even like far north into the territories, but you know, far enough north where the roads aren't great, far enough north where the roads aren't great, you have trouble with TVs and shit then. So I can't understand 5,600 meters up a fucking mountain how this guy plays PlayStation 4 for over an hour.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Some people, man. Some people. Some people from Utah. That's probably why. It's all because he's from Utah.
Utah.
Utah, man. If anybody could do a Stan Lee impression, now would be the time. Utah, man. Like Spider-Man.
Yours is better than mine.
And mine is pretty bad. Yeah. Mine again. It's one of my impressions of an impression of an impression, so it's bad.
Anyway. It's highly watered down.
Yeah. It's a poor impression of that impression of an impression. Anyway, that is the...
Speaking of impressions, though, there's a really good video of Kevin Spacey doing impression conversation. Like, different situations. There's one where... I think it's Bill Clinton and Morgan Freeman order McDonald's in one of the things that he did. It's great. It was someone in Morgan Freeman, and I think it was Bill Clinton. It was either Bill Clinton or George W. Bush. There was so many lulls.
I wish I could do impressions well. I try, and they're always bad. Just like my accents are always bad, but I continue to try them anyway. But I wish it was a skill I had. Or, you know, I bothered to practice it enough to make it a skill I had.
I just wish I was Kevin Spacey.
I don't. I'm fine with not being Kevin Spacey. It's cool.
It's so great.
I got this. I don't need no Spacey. I got this.
Okay.
All right, let's move on to the comics.
Move along.
I'm giving you the dirtiest look through my mic right now. Really, I am. All right, moving on to comics, which is mostly Marvel. But before we get there, I'm actually going to start with Boom Studios, who in the past have done the Big Trouble in Little China comics. And by in the past, I mean like this past year. So they're doing another... God, who did that movie again? God damn it, if only I had the wherewithal to remember information that I read, you know, hours ago.
Wrestle?
Well, yes, he acted in it, but I meant the writer director.
Oh.
But also Kurt Russell. These are both Kurt Russell things for the same director or writer. Anyway, they're now going to be doing, starting in December, December 3rd, issue number 1 comes out of Escape from New York. Snake Plissken is coming to Boom Studios. Because, you know, can't get enough Kurt Russell and Snake Plissken.
Yeah, Escape from New York's pretty great.
It is. It is a pretty fantastic movie. Just like Big Trouble in Little China. It's a fantastic movie.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, you should. It's great. The Big Trouble in Little China comic series was very popular for Boom as a good seller, which is obviously why they're doing this one. So that bodes well that this is also going to be good, since, you know, Big Trouble in Little China, same sort of, same, again, written directed by the same person, very much in the same sort of, well, it's actually a little more comedy feel than Escape from New York is, but there's still a lot of similarities to it. So this should be good as well, since Big Trouble was so good.
Yeah, I'd be interested in reading it.
And Escape from New York is awesome, so it's plus Snake Plissken is great.
That's
so
fair.
Great. They made a joke. Or reference to it, I suppose, in Metal Gear Solid 2. Yeah, 2. Sons of Liberty. When, have you ever actually played the Metal Gear games, Andrew?
Played Snake Eater and the PlayStation 3 one.
I thought that, the 4? Guns of the Patriots. Guns of the Patriots.
Yeah, that's it.
Not Snake
the
Eater's
completion 3. Or anything, but...
I didn't quite finish 4, and I didn't get very far in Snake Eater. I did, however, play the shit out of Metal Gear Solid VR Missions and Metal Gear Solid 2 Sons of Liberty, which are PlayStation 1, the first year for the first PlayStation, the second one is PlayStation 2. Basically, in Sons of Liberty, the second half, well, more like 3/4 of the game you play is Raiden instead of Snake. But Snake is there, and at first he's, you know, disguising who he is. So he uses the name Iroquois Plissken. So, yeah, Snake Plissken.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. And then Raiden's a little bitch for the rest of it. And then in 4, in Guns of the Patriots, he comes back as a cyber ninja, and he's not such a little bitch. Because he's a cyber ninja. But in everybody hated Raiden in Sons of Liberty. Anyway, so Boom Studios still making great things based on other things. Disguise, there's the other dude.
Playing a dude.
Anyway, so to the two Marvel stories. I believe we will start with, I think, what might be the strangest and kind of most awesome news I've heard out of Marvel for a while. A couple days ago, C.B. Cebulski, the senior VP at Marvel, tweeted out news that the Marvel Universe and Attack on Titan, the manga, and that is now an anime, will be crossing over. There will be an official Marvel Attack on Titan crossover. It will come out in Japan in 2 weeks. And next week's Brutus magazine, published in Tokyo, will have a preview of it. And apparently this whole crossover thing is presenting an imaginary story pitting the Avengers against the female Titan from Attack on Titan. The battle happening in Manhattan. And the Attack on Titan creator, Hajime Isayama, will be drawing the cover. But, one, have you seen Attack on Titan? No, that's a stupid question. Of course you haven't. It's an anime. Have you seen pictures?
I have seen the first episode.
Oh, then you've actually watched more Attack on Titan than I have. I've seen a lot of the pictures and images from it. So you've seen the weird, like, skinless Titans?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the...
ones that have skin, I think?
Well, this one is basically... this is one where it looks like muscles. Like, yeah, the human body without skin, basically.
The one that you see everywhere.
Yeah.
It's bigger for some reason.
I don't know. I haven't watched Attack on Titan yet. But apparently CB Cebulski is super excited about this. Because apparently he's a fan of Attack on Titan and he really wanted this to happen. So again, 2 weeks coming out 2 weeks in Japan, we don't actually have a release date for North America yet. So Marvel went Nintendo on us. Kind of.
That's because Japan's involved.
Except this wasn't an official, I mean, PR release or anything. It was literally CB Cebulski. I'm sure he got the go-ahead to, you know, whatever, say it. But, you know, it's just him on Twitter.
Yeah.
And so, remember, what was it, 2-3 weeks ago, we talked about all the different fucking tease things that Marvel had been throwing out there. The Civil War, Old Man Logan. Recently, they actually did X-Men 92, and they did Infinity Gauntlet. I don't remember. There was a whole bunch of other ones. Well, this week, they finally revealed what the hell that was all for. Which there were some people thinking early on that it had something to do with this, but then the sheer number of it, people had just kind of stopped talking about it. But what those are all about is Secret Wars. By they're doing another Secret Wars, not redoing. God damn it, what is his name? The writer, Jonathan Hickman, is doing another Secret Wars. Whoops, I just turned the volume up on this YouTube video. So basically, do you know what the Secret Wars was, Andrew, back in the day, the original Secret Wars?
Maybe. Enlighten me.
basically, what was his name? I don't remember the super being that pulled this together, but he would take, different superheroes and supervillains and pitted them against each other in Battle World, which is a world he threw together out of, you know, different parts and times of other worlds and universes, basically. So it was different superheroes from different, you know, numbers of the Marvel Multiverse versus different villains versus different from different versions of the Marvel Multiverse, all on this one planet. And it was where Superman originally... not Superman, Spider-Man, wow, originally found the Venom symbiote. It was after the Secret Wars. So what all those teases were about were different parts of the Battle World, which is very interesting to me. I'm curious if that means, you know, because we have, like, Planet Hulk up there at some point, so does that mean we're going to see characters from Planet Hulk? And we have X-Men 92 over there. We have Old Man Logan down there. Does that mean Old Man Logan will be against or be talking with people from X-Men 92, like Jubilee from 1992? Will Old Man Logan and Jubilee talk to each other?
Hopefully Jubilee just never shows up.
House of M, Future Imperfect, like, they're all different parts of the Battle World. Because, that is what happens, that he basically pulls different universes and different times together with different heroes and villains and says fight. So this is all about the Secret Wars. That's what all these teases for the past few weeks have been about. Because Secret Wars is badass and it's a big deal. especially written by Jonathan Hickman, who's real popular right now. And I look forward to it because, although it is not until May of 2015, I still look forward to it because I love, as I believe I've mentioned before, my favorite Marvel things are the universe-spanning ones, which are actually pretty common nowadays. They do something like that pretty often. Secret Invasion, Civil War, Secret Wars. What else have they done recently? There was another one. What did they do? I don't remember anymore. But those are my favorite ones. Also, there's a video about it. There's basically a video announcement. It's, I mean, it's not much of a... It's more of a teaser trailer, really. It's pretty, you know, it's worth a watch. It's very dramatic, but nothing really, you don't really see anything. But it's cool. Alright. I guess that's all she wrote for this week, unless you have something, Andrew?
Nope, that's all I wrote.
That is all she wrote. And not, shit. I can't remember the actress or the character from Murder, She Wrote, so I'm not going to make that joke now. But it was going to happen, if I could remember either of the fucking names. So if for whatever crazy reason you want to find us on Twitter, you can do that. I am at Dud75, D-U-D-7-5.
And I'm at Dupe, D-U-P-3.
You can also find the show at Gweekly News, GWEEKLYNEWS. You can find the show notes and links and the links therein on our website at GweeklyNews.com. There you can also find some blog posts and the cosplay corners that are up, and links to the RSS, to subscribe via RSS, or links to the iTunes, wherein, if you know, if you feel like it, you could leave a nice review for us. It would be appreciated. You can also email us at feedback@greeklynews.com. You know, if you have something to say, if you disagree, if you do agree, if you think we got something wrong, if, you know,
for some reason you like to use feet instead of the proper meters.
If you're offended that Andrew insulted you, or that we crushed your dreams because, you know Ghost is going to happen eventually. This is the year, you know? This is your year, is what you're going to tell us. Also, we have a comment system on the website at the bottom of every post. Or you could find us on Facebook at facebook.com/gweeklynews, if you know your preferred method of social interaction is Facebook. Yeah. Alright, as I said, that is all we have this week, so thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Next week.
Speaking of week, that was week, Andrew.